you don't see things happen doesn't mean they don't happen, right? So when do they happen? Sometime between dusk and dawn.
Right back to square one, to the beat of the snare drum. He shakes his head in shame like dads who said, I can't be there, son. Fresh out of the 12th grade, but now it's harder to keep himself straight. For every road to riches, there's a street that leads to Hell's Cage, where prisoners have felt hate, along with other cellmates. And the Bible says the book collecting dust upon his shelf space. He never knew when help came, abandoned in unholy sin. His only friend above a smolder didn't scream, throw me in. And now his soul depends upon whatever he can conjure up. Call 1-800-SUICIDE. The song instructs him, pawn your luck, but trapped in bondage cuffs. He's too fearful of the afterlife. Sincerely passed the knife to me and then said he'd walk back with Christ. One advance in time, wake up, where's he at? He couldn't escape a basement with the stairs detached. Scared to act in a performance that warrants the kind of life where you had lived the dialogue and endured the diatribes. Ain't that a nice surprise to realize you weren't fit the day you became a father and brought to earth your first kid? Makes you nervous, doesn't it? Life wasn't meant for him to throw away. He thinks his soul is safe today, decides to blow his gauge. I hold his name in my conscience. I remember that when we met, it was on the corner of Elm Street in a nightmare. I dreamt in bed, and when he wept and said, Millen, you wanna share guns? I woke up at square one, my heart beating like a snare drum.
The greatest insights can be made sometime between dusk and dawn, when you're farthest away from square one as possible. But then again, it's all just a dream, right?
Right back to square one, trying to remember days when I was young. Cause 4 years of my life was wasted, innocence have been misplaced. When mankind becomes more concerned with punctuation, spelling, and grammar, who most intelligent minds are held inside the slammer. Insomniac praying to God to help us here. No knowing my destination after death's become my only fear. As I stargaze, amazed at God's game of charades. Scared when I view the future, cause all I see is a haze. 10 bombs, burnt flesh, and a 12-gauge. Life where all we do is corrupt as we wait for the next phase. My heart fell apart when I found out my spiritual weight basically is a product of Roman conspiracy. I ask the world if you're ready to make that sacrifice, like half in front of the gun, so sure I can continue with life. Whips on my back will give me pain and strife, waiting and wanting to take out my master with a dull rusty knife. Waiting and wanting to flee on the underground train, but then I awaken and realize nothing has changed. Changing the future, man, all we talk about is changing the future. How we're gonna change what's not even here yet, when we can't even control what's around us right now? It's simple. You can't change the future if you can't change the present.
Right back to square one, where was I when I came to? I must have been signing yearbooks, writing late, fool, and stay cool. Grew up reading Qurans, but I didn't speak Arabic. I knew God, but wasn't scared of him, so I wasn't scared to sin. Tried having confidence, but people called me arrogant. The desperate situations got me praying to the seraphim and asking him, please watch my soul while I sleep and make sure Shaitan doesn't poison it. The noises in my head are pointed one way, my heart says another thing. Something in the midst of the suffering is trouble in my conscience, but I must be honest to myself. Can't drink the only person next to God who knows me best. I know what I've done, and sometimes I wish I'd done more. So when I'm done for, I won't be begging God for one more day just to be alive. I realize I gotta make a difference, must to dominate my weakness with my conscience state. So I retrace my steps, man, how did my life turn to shit? I tried being virtuous, but the times got my mind circling round around the block like I was rocking around the block. I never hung around the block, but I look hard and I found a rock, and I put it in a sling, and I slayed a giant with it, trying to find my girl amongst baby cubs and lionesses. His final sentence was 25 to life, but then I woke up from drooling on my pillow, dozing off on my sofa.
And as I lay there wide awake, sometime between dusk and dawn, I finally understood that to find out who I am, I must first realize everything that I am not.